People are always talking about the mindfulness. The journaling and the meditation is really a way to quiet your mind and not be worried about what other people are thinking, your obligations, your family, but really being able to tune in to yourself and to your body and really understand what it is that lights you up and what's driving you and also what's triggering you.
Hey everyone, it's Amy Lynn Durham and you're listening to Create Magic at Work. Create Magic at Work is on a mission to equip senior leaders with tools they need to be a true quantum leader and actually understand what that means. Improve employee engagement, retain top talent, and transform your workplace culture to have less drama and stress. So let's start making magic. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Create Magic at Work. Today I have a very special guest for you. Her name is Zaina Cronfull. She is an ICF certified holistic life career executive coach and consultant with over 12 years in cross-functional leadership in international product marketing, brand strategy, and project management. Zaina knew from the beginning of her professional career that she was destined to help people, but she had no idea how. And despite climbing the corporate ladder, she continuously felt stifled and unfulfilled. Wow, we must be kindred spirits there for sure. So I invited Zaina on the show to help all of you talk about ways that we can up-level our lives and navigate transitions with more grace and ease in our professional life. So Zaina, welcome to Create Magic at Work.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Anything you want to add to that introduction?
No, I think you nailed it. I think it's great.
Okay. Can you start off talking a little bit about where you felt stifled in your professional corporate career and what sparked you to make a change?
Yeah, honestly, really from the beginning, you know, when I look back, that first corporate job, I was in advertising, and I've always been such an ambitious person, knew exactly where I wanted to go. It just didn't see like what I saw as my future, my trajectory just didn't align with what I wanted for my future. It didn't look like there was any freedom, any happiness, any, you know, health. I'm a very active person, any ability to create and see and spend time with a family. So it just automatically, I just didn't feel like it was the right fit for me. And then as I went along in my career, I felt like I couldn't show up as myself. I couldn't be authentically who I was. I constantly had to put on a mask in order to be accepted into the corporate world and show, you know, prove that I was worthy of being there despite, you know, getting sick because of it, overworking. I mean, I was doing international marketing, so I was on everyone's clock, right? So working myself sick and working all the time, and it just was not sustainable. I got to a point where I just decided I have to find a way to figure out what it is that I should be doing, which is not this.
Mm-hmm. So something that intrigued me was you referenced tirelessly making external and environmental changes and having short-lived results. So what are some ways, if someone's listening right now and they're like, gosh, I keep trying, I'm not feeling any inner and outer peace, I'm not feeling I can be my full self, I'm feeling stifled. How did you make that shift to where you were making internal changes? Or what are some tips you can give the listeners on the internal stuff that they can do rather than trying to control external factors?
Yeah. It's really just starts with creating that awareness and that mindfulness and listening to taking inventory of what's triggering you and why, and what is it that, so for instance, maybe you get constantly, nobody's listening to your ideas in meetings. So like, when did this kind of start? It's taking a look at what is showing up now. So I feel disrespected. Or what are those kind of key words that really, like when someone says something, or how are you internalizing it? So maybe you give an idea in a meeting and someone's, they decide they're going to go in a different direction. So maybe you, your inner child sees that as rejection. So it's all about going inward and trying to heal some of the things that happened to us as we were younger. And it doesn't have to be like, we call them traumas, but they can be micro traumas. It doesn't have to be anything like a death or an accident or anything like that. It could be as small as, you know, your parents not being present sometimes, or always being busy and didn't have time to listen to you, which in and of itself is a very innocent thing, right? You know, parents are always busy and they're always multitasking. But as a child, we're so impressionable. We only see things very black and white. So you may have picked up some sort of conditioning along the way of rejection. So you could not actually voice your opinions or your thoughts because you were always be rejected. So really taking the first step is the awareness and figuring it out. What is it that you need to work on? Do you have a fear of rejection, a fear of judgment? Is there shame? What are your limiting beliefs, or what are the things that are coming up? And then trying to start working on those and healing those wounds. From my experience, it was just, I realized everything I was doing was external. And so I started going inward on kind of like a self-healing journey and doing that, because then you're able to show up better. And you're also able to get more clarity on what it is that you actually really want and what lights you up.
Yes. So I'm curious, when you started going inward, because we talk about this a lot on Create Magic at Work, that the inner work is so important for leaders to do, because who they show up as in the workplace ripples out to their teams. And that energy, the data often shows it ripples out 10 times over because they're in a position of power. And so what does that journey look like when you take a look at and start doing the inner work? Is it clean? Is it messy? What is there to expect?
Yeah, it's usually pretty messy.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, but it's truly, you think of it at both, you know, both ends, right? Because it's messy, yes, but it's so worth it, because you're not, the more that you are able to fully show up as yourself and not have to put on this mask and act like everything is, you know, all flowers and sunshine all day, every day, and you're not that type of person, you're exhausted by the end of the day, right? And so you become very resentful of your job, your environment, the people around you, whereas it's really just because you're not maybe speaking your truth or speaking your needs. And so to kind of go back to your original question of what can people start doing? So creating that awareness and making note of it, I know it kind of depends on where people are at, but people are always talking about the mindfulness. The journaling and the meditation is really a way to quiet your mind and not be worried about what other people are thinking, your obligations, your family, but really being able to tune in to yourself and to your body and really understand what it is that lights you up and what's driving you and also what's triggering you. And that doesn't have to be, you know, you're journaling 20 pages every day. It can be as simple as you just write something down, like today, this person annoyed me. And then you kind of do almost like a waterfall of like, why? You just keep asking what it is so you can get to the root of the situation, which is usually a limiting belief or some sort of fear. And then you start working through that. So you know, any type of transformation, it's going to be messy, but it gets easier. It depends on how much, you know, you've had this different types of conditioning and how much you've also suppressed it. Because if you've been suppressing certain things for years, then it may take a little bit more time for you to work through it. But the more that you're able to work on yourself and help yourself, inevitably, the better that you are able to show up in every single area of your life as a partner, as a parent, as a leader in work. I mean, if you have these, you know, maybe insecurities or whatever, people notice. Your team will know that. Even you can try your best to hide it, but ultimately the people who are, you know, maybe more intuitive or have a level of awareness and even empathy, they can see that. And it's not out of a judgment or anything, but people ultimately just want you to help yourself so you can help everyone else, right? And it's very difficult, especially in the corporate space and being high achievers, to say anything to anyone about it because you don't really feel like it's our place or how are they going to receive it. So it's really important that you are doing the work because it's hugely beneficial for you, your happiness, your fulfillment to do that. And then that will also increase your performance, everything that you do with your teams and your, you know, your company as a whole, it will inevitably project outward.
Yeah. When you talk about journaling, to me, what being a spiritual intelligence coach, that is giving yourself a moment to access your own inner wisdom and compassion and put your ego aside. And as a leader, I think that's crucial. You don't, like you just said, journaling and a lot of things you're pinpointing in your conversation is shadow too, right? Like somebody's irritating me and I need to figure out why. What in that person is within me? And how do I shine a light on that shadow so I can heal this energy and be more productive, profitable, innovative, et cetera, at work?
Yes.
And I think when we talk about, oh, when you do the inner work, it might be messy. That's true. Also, you will find fulfillment because you will learn that you're going to be offered moments to practice who you say you are. And then you'll also feel really strong that you are able to move through these lessons that you're talking about. So
yeah.
Those are just some of my thoughts on that, but I want to ask, I ask every guest this, and I want to ask you for all of the leaders listening, what do you think, or what is your take on quantum leadership?
For me, that's looking at things from different angles, right? Not just kind of the normal. I mean, it goes back to the external versus the internal, right? So being able to have the capacity of seeing, okay, my team doesn't look like they're operating externally. They're struggling, but what's going on internally? You know, I mean, COVID is a perfect example of people needing to, you know, usually it's referred to as being more like empathetic and things like that. But it goes much deeper than that. You can tell, like, I've been in rooms before where there's genuinely an energetic shift. Maybe everyone's on a conference call and someone pitches an idea and inherently it makes sense, but everyone is afraid of, you know, speaking against the CEO. So they just all kind of cower and they're like, okay, well, we're not going to do that. Like, even though it makes all the sense. So this person over time starts feeling small and they, you know, they stop speaking up. The biggest things for leaders is when your brightest employees get quiet, you need to be worried because something has happened. You should be able to see and feel that energetic shift of what is going on. This person is no longer engaged. So what do I need to do to re-engage them? Or even just see, like, is there something going on? Is there another way that I can support you? You know, because wouldn't you want that someone else to do that as well? And don't you want to create and foster an environment of that mutual, like, respect and acknowledgement and wanting to help people? Because, you know, being spiritual outside of work is great, but then you go into work, especially some of these corporate jobs. And this was definitely my experience. I was, you know, taking all these leaps and learning about shadow and parts and all of these wonderful things. But then I would go back to a container and environment that maybe wasn't inherently toxic, but it felt so toxic to me because I had kind of, I don't want to say up-leveled or make it sound like I was above or anything, but I had expanded in my mind and my being. I had so much awareness and working alongside people who had zero self-awareness and didn't understand and could only just do as they were told, weren't able to move and shift dynamically, it was so difficult for me. So being able to see through not just, you know, are people performing? What are their numbers? Just seeing through, I'd almost explain it as just like, really it's energetics, like being able to see that. You don't have to be a super spiritual or woo-woo person. It's just observing.
Yep.
The net of it is just observing behavior.
Yeah, really, really good. a couple of thoughts. You know, maybe you did outgrow that space, but having quantum leaders in place to recognize when there's a shift in the energy. And I love how you said being curious about what might be going on internally with the team rather than looking at a spreadsheet could really change the game for you and actually help you hit your numbers or deliver what you need to deliver by just leading in that different way. So yeah. I love that you said that. Thank you. How can the Create Magic at Work listeners connect with you if they want to hear more, learn more about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. They can follow me on any of my social media. All of them are Searock Coaching, S-E-A-R-O-C-K Coaching. So that's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I have a page on there. Feel free to connect and reach out anyway. They can also feel free to download. I have a workbook on my website that they can download for free. If any of this has sparked kind of some curiosity and they want to start looking within, or they have an idea kind of the direction they want and they want more clarity, I have a free workbook at searockcoaching.com/freebie. So they can feel free to download that as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom on the Create Magic at Work podcast. And we definitely sent some magic to all the listeners today. Thank you.
Yes, I'm sure. Thank you so much.
Hi, everyone. Amy Lynn Durham here. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. All the show notes and links can be found at createmagicatwork.net, or you can just look in the show notes in the episode and they're right there for you. Come back each week and make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Keep joining us for more exciting episodes where we help you transform workplace culture to leaders that create less drama and stress and have high productivity and profitability. You have the power to create a burnout-free workplace right now. You can gain access to my new course, Create a Burnout-Free Team and Workplace, where you'll receive step-by-step tutorials in creating a team and organization that thrives. Click the link in the show notes to join us. I hope we brought a little magic to your day. Sending magic to everyone, and see you next time.